question is, how does this provide us with additional information in the era of modern systemic treatments? And there are two studies that were presented in the past year, one of which, B32, was published in the New England Journal. Again, they involve close to 8,000 patients. These studies both detected micrometastases in a central laboratory, so the results of the immunohistochemistry were unknown to the treating physicians at the time. You can see that in Z10, 10.5% of patients had micrometastases. That number was about 16% in B32, and follow-ups ranging from 76 to 95 months. So